Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, think you can't afford a mortgage? Well, we have news for you. Our guest, C.J. Manthe, administrator of the Nevada Housing Division, plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Eric Herzig, Trey Abney, and Dick Gamick. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time C.J. Manthe. She is administrator of the Nevada Housing Division. Pleasure to have you on the program.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
You know, a lot of people watching this program are going, okay, what is an administrator of the Nevada Housing Division? We didn't know we had one.
Well, it's the best job in state government. The Nevada Housing Division is part of business and industry, and what we do, simply put, is make Nevada a better place to live and work.
How?
We do that by providing affordable housing options, and that's both in terms of rental options and also home ownership.
All right, so obviously that's a big deal. We're looking at tremendous growth, and I think that there are still some developers who are sitting back and saying, no, this is just, you know, publicity and it's not really happening. But the people I'm talking to are saying, yes, the Teslas, the Faraday Futures, these are real companies that are coming. And in Northern Nevada especially, you know, we're pretty much out of housing, and we're starting to see some of the developers moving. But, you know, affordable housing certainly isn't an issue that's being raised, and yet it's probably the most needed.
Housing is very important. There has been the Epic report that's been issued by EDON. You probably have read that. And they're predicting that there's going to be 16,000 new households in this five-county region in the next 5 years. And so we at the Housing Division have been pretty busy. We've been working with the private sector to expand options, both in terms of rental housing developments for our workforce, as well as expanding homeownership opportunities for the families that are low and moderate income.
All right, so how does that work? I mean, does the state provide funding? How does the state get involved? Because you're not developers. You're not.
No, we're not.
Industry.
What we use is a public-private partnership model. And for example, one of the things that we're working on right now is a project called the Summit Club. And it's a terrific project. It's going to bring 584 new units of rental housing south of town, right by the Summit Mall. And with these 584 units of housing, there'll be Class A, beautiful apartments. And what's unique about those apartments is that 20% of them will be set aside for workforce housing. and that would be the workforce that are more modest means. And what we do is we help the developer finance it by helping them to issue multifamily housing bonds.
Okay, and where does that money come from?
That money comes from our debt authority, and what happens is we issue the bonds, but they are not a liability of the state. Rather, the developer has to pay them back from the project revenues.
Okay, and what happens, say, for example, if the project went bust?
If they default, then the guarantee and the financial consequences would fall in the lap of the developer. But we have an outstanding developer partner. It's the Klein Financial Corporation. And they have decades worth of experience and this long list of award-winning projects. And so we're really happy to partner with them.
Okay. Now, this sounds great. I mean, obviously, you know, almost 600 units is you know, going to put a dent in. But it really is a dent. When you look at people that are living, you know, near the poverty level in Reno, for example, mm-hmm. and in Las Vegas, too, you know, are they part of what you deal with?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that we do on an annual basis is we have this program called the Housing Tax Credit Program. And what we're able to use is take advantage of federal tax credits. And what that allows us to do is provide for cash equity for our private sector developers. This allows them to build apartment communities aimed at serving our veterans, seniors, low-income families. And what it does is it provides for a financial model when they don't have as much debt, they can keep the rents lower.
Okay. And, you know, as you look at the number of people that are going to be coming to the state, I mean, really, we are going to be looking, I believe, in the next couple of years at pre-recession levels of people moving to Nevada, and especially into southern Nevada, but also into northern Nevada as well. Are we going to be able to cope with the amount of housing we're going to need? Because back in 1978, when I first moved to Reno, that was when the MGM was built, and which is now the Grand Sierra Resort, and there were construction workers who were sleeping in tents on the Truckee River. There was no housing available for them. This is 1,000 times bigger than that.
It is. And what we've been seeing is that there is additional confidence in the builders, and that's why we also have a program that's aimed at helping those families that want to become homeowners. And 16 months ago, we launched this program called Home is Possible, and it provides for a mortgage product that incorporates a down payment and closing cost assistance grant. And the reason why that's important, Sam, is because so many families, they now have great jobs, they pay their bills on time, and they have a paycheck that where they can afford a mortgage, but where they find the challenge is coming up with enough money for the down payment and closing cost. And that's where our Home is Possible program comes in.
Okay, so how does that work?
How it works is it's another public-private partnership. We obtain financing from the private sector, so we're using non-governmental funds, and we have a mortgage product that has this grant of up to 5% of the loan amount. So, for example, let's say a family had a $200,000 loan. We would provide up to $10,000 that doesn't have to be paid back that the family could use to cover those closing costs and down payment requirements.
Okay, and where does that grant come from?
It comes from our private sector partner, Raymond James. What they do is they tap into the private mortgage market, and that's where they derive the financing.
Okay, and does this come along with private mortgage insurance?
It depends upon the loan type. Many of the families that we work with use a government-insured loan, so that would be insured through FHA or VA, et cetera. But we also offer a conventional that would offer the private mortgage insurance.
Okay, let's take a break, and we'll talk more about this when we come back.
Okay.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
You know, the basic bargain of America is if you work hard and you do your part, you should be able to get ahead and stay ahead. But so many families don't feel like their hard work pays off. That's not the way America is supposed to operate. I want to go to bat for them every single day. Get incomes rising. Get equal pay for women. Cut the costs of health care and child care so people can actually get ahead.
Hillary Clinton, she has what it takes to get things done.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with CJ Manthe. She's administrator of the Nevada Housing Division. We were talking about these various mortgage products that you have. So I guess, playing devil's advocate, you know, one of the reasons that we got into the recession was people buying homes that they really couldn't afford. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that banks traditionally, you know, figure out whether you can afford to buy a house or not, at least in the old days they did this, was not just fogging up a mirror, but being able to come up with a down payment. So do you have concerns that we're going to end up finding ourselves in some kind of default situation if the economy takes any kind of downturn with these folks that are getting in with no down payments, basically?
That's a great question.
That's what I'm here for.
I would tell you that we have a catch with using our program. Families do need to have minimum credit scores, a minimum credit score of 640. They have to meet the standard underwriting criteria to obtain a loan. And the additional requirement that we have is that all families must participate in home buyer education prior to closing on the loan. At the Housing Division, we view buying a home as probably the largest financial decision a person makes in their lifetime. We want them to make it with the right knowledge and education, and that's why we require the home buyer education.
Okay. Now, what about rentals? Do you fund these kind of things as well?
With the rentals, like I mentioned, what we do is we help to finance the construction of rental units in the private sector. And these apartment communities that we help to finance are nice apartments. They're high quality. They have nice amenities. And in many times, they also offer services such as like computer centers within the apartment complex so that it would help to do job skill training and things like that.
One of the areas that you worked in was rural areas prior to coming to the state. Lyon County, for example, is going to need a lot of housing. You know, what are you looking at in rural areas like that?
Well, one of the things that we're doing this year is that we have a special financing round where we're going to finance an apartment a complex that would be near the Tahoe Regional Industrial Center. And so we're setting aside $6.5 million that will finance the construction of a complex so either in Lyon County, perhaps Fernley, or Eastern Spark. So it would be close to the employment center.
And what about Southern Nevada? Because obviously, as I mentioned earlier, you know, the billion-dollar projects are rolling along one after the other. Now we're talking about 42 acres near UNLV that they're looking at for a stadium that Las Vegas Sands mm-hmm. wants to build. You know, there's already about $13 billion worth of projects in the pipeline. How do you plan to keep up with the needs in Southern Nevada?
We are very busy in Southern Nevada, and we have some amazing partners. And let me just give you an example of one of the projects that we're working on that's very innovative. It's called the Boulder Pines Project. And this is an innovative campus approach to constructing something that is not only providing housing, but so much more. And Boulder Pines is this campus that had a charter school as the catalyst for that site. So on the same site, we have housing, we have a charter school, there's also going to be a food service there, supportive social services, a Boys and Girls Club, and so a real community that helps to strengthen the local neighborhoods.
And, you know, when you look at this, I mean, what portion of the need do you think that the Housing Authority is going to be able to fill? I mean, you know, when you look at the big picture.
Well, we hope that we're going to have moved the needle and have definitely an impact on it, but it's something where our job is never done. We're continuing to look for new opportunities, and we have some great partners that we work with, not only in the private sector, but also nonprofits as well as local governments. So by working together, we feel like we can truly make a difference.
And do you have people at this point coming? You know, because we've seen with Tesla, for example, and now Switch, that we're getting worldwide viewing from everywhere of people wanting to look at Nevada. Are the developers coming to you and saying, we want to play in Nevada? And is it just developers, or is it, as you were mentioning, financial institutions?
We're seeing both. One of the things that we've been definitely seeing is that our phone is starting to ring, and it's starting to ring quite often. And for example, that Summit Club project that I described, and with that one, that is a brand new developer we hadn't worked with before, but they definitely were looking at Reno because of the Tesla project, and they were bringing their development know-how and their financial support to a project here.
Okay, so it seems like, you know, we're in the beginning of a huge boom. And it looks like the housing division is, you know, trying to keep up with things here. It's going to be a busy time for you.
We like to be busy. And again, you know, with our partners working in the private sector, we feel like our industry working with us, we will be able to accomplish great things.
How do people who would be interested in home ownership that fit these qualifications, how do they contact you? How do they get involved, or do they do it through other people?
Oh, we work with over 70 mortgage companies. And so what they can do is they can just call up their normal mortgage partner and ask them about using the Home as Possible program. And the way that we've designed the program is it's very easy. So the lender will take care of the process from mortgage application to closing. And because we've streamlined the paperwork, it will not slow down the closing. And 16 months ago, before we had this program, we helped a few hundred families with our home buyer programs. And now with Home as Possible, we've ramped up that number to 4,500. Wow. So you can see we're scaling up because of the strong job creation and the economic turnaround.
Okay, well, you should come back here in the not-too-distant future and keep us up to date on how this is going. But it sounds like a great program for people that might not be able to qualify otherwise.
Yes, we hope more people get into homes.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
We'll
be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Congress doesn't regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress. It's a rigged economy that sends most new wealth to the top 1%. And it's held in place by a corrupt political system where Wall Street banks and billionaires buy elections. My campaign is funded by over 2.5 million small contributions. People who know you can't level the playing field by taking more money from Wall Street. I'm Bernie Sanders, and I approve this message. Join the fight to take back our government.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Former Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gamick is here. Trey Abney is Director of Government Relations for the Chamber. And Eric Herzig is Professor of Political Science at UNR. And we're taping this on the day of the Iowa caucuses. So some people will be hearing it before we know the result, others will be hearing it after the result. So no pressure on you guys. So what are your thoughts on the first caucus day here?
I have no idea where Iowa's going to go. It's just been a real scramble. This year is the first year I've ever paid attention to caucus, the system. What a system. You want to get voters to quit voting? You want to get people not to even deal with this thing? Have a caucus. That's easy. Time you have classes, then you have a Tuesday night meeting, and then you have the radicals show up, and you have the people with things to grind and things to do show up. It just, people aren't going to come out. Let's do a primary, folks. A lot easier.
It's democracy, right? I mean, I was hoping this would be over by now, all the caucus stuff. I'm bored, and it's just now February 1st of this whole process. And it is interesting where, you know, the people that can set the momentum of this race are from a state that's largely rural, largely white, you know, not really representative of the country as a whole. If I had to guess, I think Ted Cruz pulls it out. That's my crystal ball.
Eric?
I'd agree. I think Iowa has a history of basically, on the Republican side, going for the most conservative evangelical in the group. I mean, and it's...
Ergo Rick Santorum.
President Rick Santorum.
And Huckabee won here,
President Huckabee before that. So they haven't been a very good bellwether for how the race unfolds. They do give candidates momentum. Now, on the Democratic side, historically, they have been very important. They've allowed unknown candidates, less funded candidates, such as Jimmy Carter. They, in a sense, helped Bill Clinton and certainly helped Barack Obama. So you have two different dynamics with the parties in Iowa.
And it's interesting to watch Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders from the money point of view. I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton has the great organization, but at this point in time, Bernie Sanders is raising so much money that he can get an organization together, can he not?
It looks like, at least from what I even read this morning, is he brought in a lot of money in 1 month. I think it was $10 million or $20 million, $200 million. I don't remember the amount, but it was a lot of money for a campaign in 1 month. So he does have the ability to raise money, and good or bad, that's what's real strong in elections, if you have the money.
You know, it's interesting. You know, I mean, are you going to see hammer and sickles if Bernie Sanders becomes the eventual candidate on the Democratic side? I mean, he has a long history, and he was not in the mainstream
for most of
his career.
I mean, I think he represents the base of the party. Hillary is kind of the establishment, the safe choice. Bernie is the base. It's interesting. You know, he honeymooned in the Soviet Union, by the way, when he got married, as an aside. But it's interesting, and this guy that all the millennials...
See, it's already started.
all the millennials and the young people that are so excited about Bernie Sanders... You know, an old white senator from Vermont who was first elected office when I was like 2 years old. So the fact that this guy is anti-establishment, I think, is really fascinating.
Your take, Eric.
It is fascinating that he has stayed in as long and captured the attention. I would disagree somewhat with Trey that he represents the base of the party. He represents what I call the Elizabeth Warren wing of the party. Yes, it is far more liberal. But you can say the same thing about, you know, Ted Cruz probably represents the Republicans better, but he's pretty extreme, too. I mean, you have two extremes there who could easily do quite well in Iowa.
The thing that surprised me about Ted Cruz, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but how well organized he is, you know, not just in Iowa, but in Nevada, right. In New Hampshire, you name it. His organization is unbelievable.
Oh, he's well organized. He's articulate. His major problem, and we're starting to see this, and his poll numbers actually have dipped a bit, he's just not very likable. And that starts to really play as a campaign goes on. I mean, it's Hillary Clinton's big problem, too. I mean, she's seen as, you know, phony, whatever phrase you want to use. But Ted Cruz is just, he's mean, and he doesn't connect very well with a wide swath of voters.
You know, to that point, though, I've actually talked to people that have talked to Ted Cruz personally. I haven't. He is much more likable in person in a more intimate setting than he is on the stump. And so in Iowa, if he's talking to all these small groups, you know, are they seeing that different Ted Cruz? I don't know.
He's got a constitutional issue, too, that's got to be dealt with somewhere along the way here.
Are you speaking from the Donald Trump wing of the party?
It doesn't make any difference who you're speaking for, because it's still a constitutional issue. Is he legally entitled to run for president and be president of the United States? And we went through this 8 years ago, and it never did get solved.
Yes, it did.
No,
it didn't.
He
produced a birth certificate.
Yeah, right. Well, way down the road. If you have faith in that, I've got a bridge to sell you, too.
Ted Cruz is shrewd on this. The birth certificate for the candidate isn't important. What Ted Cruz showed up, he brought the birth certificate of his mother, saying, she's a U.S. citizen, ergo, I'm a U.S. citizen. Well, that should have stopped the whole Barack Obama birther issue. I find it fascinating in that you've got these Tea Party folks who Barack Obama's not a citizen, yada, 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 and yet they love Ted Cruz, and if you raise this issue, it's like, it's not the same thing.
Okay, do you want to respond, Eric? Because I think he's giving you the constitutional answer here, which is if your mother is a citizen, you're a citizen, correct?
More or less.
What the Constitution's very specific in its wording, and it depends on how strictly you read it and how it's interpreted. And you get to the Supreme Court, flip a coin as to which way that would go.
And it's naturalized citizen. That's the term that this all turns on. And Eric and I were talking earlier, there's really never been a court decision that has determined what the definition of naturalized is.
All right. And that is a true statement in that the case law more or less favors, say, Obama favors Cruz, but it has not been definitively decided.
Yep.
And so there, while I shudder to say this, Donald Trump actually does bring up a point that it could be contested, so Trump is perhaps at least partially right on this issue. I don't think that it would be decided in such that you're not a citizen.
Yeah. And let us spend our remaining 20 seconds with Donald Trump. Your thoughts on Donald Trump at this point?
When he first came out and said he was going to run, my initial reaction was he's nothing but a showboat and a showman and a TV guy, and why is he even running for president? And in listening to him as he's gone along, I agree with a lot of the things he's saying, and we'll see what happens.
He's fun to watch. Can he depend on a lot of people that have never caucused before ever to show up for him?
Showboat, showman, at the start, he still is.
And that's where you got to leave it. We'll be right back.
Do you want a marketing expert when selling your home? Then you want Marshall Realty, because they will market your home everywhere. Call today to have your home featured right here on TV so you can get top dollar for your home.
Hillary Clinton is disqualified from being Commander-in-Chief of the United States. Someone who cannot handle intelligence information appropriately cannot be Commander-in-Chief, and someone who lies to the families of those four victims in Benghazi can never be President of the United States. When I'm president, we are going to win this war on ISIS. The most powerful military in the world is going to destroy them. And if we capture any of them alive, they are getting a one-way ticket to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And we are going to find out everything they know.
I'm Marco Rubio, and I approve of this message.
If you're looking for a professional healthcare career that gets respect, you may want to become a pharmacy technician. Pharmacy technicians help patients every day by dispensing and preparing medicines which improve lives. You can work alongside pharmacists in retail pharmacies or hospitals. Helping people feel better every day? What's better than that? Start now by calling Career College of Northern Nevada.
Every day we help people injured in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
If you or someone you know is suffering with chronic or severe back pain, call ProSpinal today at 336-DISC. Call now and receive 50% off your laser therapy when combined with non-surgical spinal decompression.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
On our next broadcast, fresh back from the Cowboy Poetry Festival in Elko, C.J. Hadley, editor and publisher of Range Magazine. We'll see you then.